Turn to Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. This is a very well-known story we're going to read this morning. It's about blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. In verse 46, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, stood by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way." Now let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We beg you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." This is chapter 6 and verse 2 now. "For he saith, 'I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.'" Now that's the words really I want you to think about in our message this morning, those very last words that we read. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. There are times in our life, you know, when we've got to really act. We've got to do something. Perhaps we're going for a holiday and we think, well, now where are we going to stay? And we hear of a place, and so before the holidays come round, we've got to book accommodation. And so if we don't book accommodation, well, when the holidays come round, there's just nowhere to stay. So we've got to act. It's time to act. Perhaps we're going for a holiday and we've got to go by train, or we've got to go by aircraft, and we've got to book our seat. We've got to get a ticket. And if we don't get a ticket, it's no use going out to the airport or to the railway station and expecting just to catch the train, because they'll say, "You haven't got a ticket." So we've got to act, and we've got to buy ourselves a ticket. Now God is telling us in this word something which we've got to do. He's done everything for us to save us. He has given the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And he's raised him from the dead. He's alive forevermore. He is able and he is willing to save us. But we have to do something. Now we've got to be very careful when I say that, because when we say we've got to do something, it's nothing we can do to earn that salvation. But we have got to accept it. We've got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. And sometimes We are very foolish and we think to ourselves, well, I'll think about this. Perhaps when I'm older, I'll do this. Or perhaps when I'm really old, I'm just about to die, then I can, as it were, get my ticket for heaven. I'll accept the Lord Jesus as my Saviour. Now, the verse tells us here, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Right now. We don't know what's going to happen the rest of this day, let alone tomorrow or the next day. We just don't know. And God has said, I want you to accept my Son as your Saviour. And if we say, well, I'll think about it, perhaps when I'm a bit older, I'll think about it. Well, that's not the way that the Word of God tells us. Now, let's have a look at this story of Bartimaeus, you see. Here's a case in point. Bartimaeus had a great need. He was blind. There was no use telling Bartimaeus that he was all okay, because he wasn't. He knew that he was blind, and because he was blind, he had to beg. And he had to beg just near this city of Jericho. And so as he was there, he was there having to beg every day. But one thing about it was that when he heard that Jesus was coming, he thought to himself, well, I know that this Jesus can help me. He can meet my need. You know, he was blind in his eyes, but there was a lot of people around there who could see with their physical eyes. They could see very well, but they were blind in another way that Bartimaeus wasn't. This is what we call spiritually blind. They were spiritually blind. They didn't realize that Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah. They wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't believe it. And so they were blind spiritually. They could see, but they couldn't and they wouldn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of David. But Bartimaeus, he was blind physically. He couldn't see. But one thing he did believe, we read from this story, that Jesus was the Son of David. He believed that he was the Messiah, the descendant of David, the promised one. And so when he heard about Jesus was coming that way, he thought, well, I've heard about him. I know he can meet my need. This is my opportunity. And so perhaps he even knew about what the old prophets used to say. The prophet Isaiah said in his prophecy way back many hundreds of years before, he said, God will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. And then he said a lot of other things that would happen. And perhaps Bartimaeus knew this. And he thought, I know this one is the Messiah. Here, God has come to save us. And the prophet had said that he will open the eyes of the blind. So now, here is my opportunity. And so he cried out. As soon as he heard the noise of the people coming, he cried out at the top of his voice, as we have it recorded here, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And he never let up. He just cried out and cried out to Jesus, have mercy on me. Now, here's another thing that could have put him off and puts a lot of people off. Because when he started to cry out like this, Jesus, our Son of David, have mercy upon him, the crowd around said, oh, look, be quiet, will you? And they rebuked him. They tried to stop him from crying out. But you know, he wasn't going to be put off by what others said or what others thought. And that's just a fact why people don't come to the Lord Jesus sometimes. It's because they think to themselves, now, look, if I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour, what will my friends think? Or what will the family think? Or how will I possibly go to school and live before other people or witness at work for the Lord Jesus? And this is a very pressing problem. And we are often swayed by the opinions of other people and others, and so we put off the time of accepting the Lord Jesus as our Saviour. Now that's very dangerous. And you know, these people tried to indicate that the Lord Jesus wouldn't be interested in Bartimaeus anyway. But he wasn't going to be put off. And so he cried out all the more, "Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of, rather, Son of David, have mercy on me." And so we read the wonderful words that Jesus himself, when he heard Bartimaeus crying out — he, of course, knew very well Bartimaeus long before he ever reached Jericho, because he was God — but when he heard him crying out, the Lord Jesus stood still, it says. He stood still and he commanded Bartimaeus to be brought to him. And when Bartimaeus came to him, the Lord Jesus said, "What will you have that I do to you?" Well, of course, Bartimaeus didn't want he didn't ask for a great big purse of silver and gold, did he? He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for anything else, but he knew what he needed most of all, and that was, he wanted his eyesight. And so he asked the Lord Jesus Christ that he might receive his sight. Now, you know, the point that we're getting at is with Bartimaeus is this. Remember what we said in the beginning? Today is the day of salvation. Now, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He went through Jericho that day. He never went back there again. That was the only time when Bartimaeus would have had the opportunity to have his sight restored. And so he wasn't going to let that opportunity go. To him, that was the day of salvation. That was the day that he could receive his sight. And that was the only day. And so he took advantage of it. And that's why he cried out, and he wouldn't be put off by what anyone else said. He just realized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who alone could do it. He wasn't put off by the fact that, well, if Jesus was the Messiah, what notice would he take of a poor blind beggar? No, he realized that this one would even look upon his need. And we might think, well, we're nothing. What does God think about me? I'm just a mere speck in his creation. But the Word of God tells us that he loves us and he wants to save us, each one. And so he came that day and he put his trust in the Lord Jesus, and he said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And the Lord immediately said, "Your faith has saved you." And he received his sight. You see, that was his day of opportunity. That was the day that he had to receive the Lord. And so he received his sight. And the wonderful thing about it is that the Word of God says, after he'd received his sight, he followed Jesus in the way. And Luke adds, glorifying God. You know, lots of people, they want to be saved, and yet they want to just go on living their life just as they used to before. When we really accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour, there's going to be a change. We're going to want to follow him like Bartimaeus did. We want to follow Jesus in the way. We want to bring glory to God. We want to die to the old life that we were. That life's finished. Bartimaeus' previous life was finished now. He was a new man, as it were, and he was going to follow Jesus in the way, and in following Jesus in the way, he was glorifying God. This is the day of opportunity for each one of us. I told a story once in this hall. It was some time ago, so some of you might remember it, but I'll just tell it to you again. Another story about a Christian man who loved to see people come and put their trust in the Lord Jesus. He was a very wealthy man. His name was Lord Conkleton. And it was one of those days when he had so much money that he actually owned a big area of houses. And these houses was called County Mayo. And all these houses were there, and there was lots of people living in these houses in County Mayo. But because of unemployment and because of things are very hard, all of them got behind in their rent. They couldn't pay their rent. In fact, some of them were just years behind in paying their rent. And they just wondered how soon it would be before they'd have to be taken out of their houses and they would be put out in the streets without no homes because they had no money to pay their rent. Now this man, he really loved the Lord, and he thought of a plan. He thought, now I want to teach these people that they need to put their trust in the Lord Jesus. And so this is what he did. In the centre of the little town there, he put up a notice one day. And this notice was posted there, and this is what it said. It says, anyone on a certain day, he picked a certain day, or say a Saturday, who on this coming Saturday comes to my office, I will be in my office on this Saturday, and whoever comes to my office by 12 o'clock and comes and sees me, knocks on the door and comes to see me, I will give them a remission of their rent. That is, I'll just wipe their rent off and they won't have to pay any rent that has passed. They won't have to pay the rent at all. All that will be forgiven. Now this notice, of course, when it was put up in the square, attracted a lot of attention because the people thought, well, that's amazing. I owe 2 years' rent, said one. And yet, this notice says that if I go to his office by 12 o'clock on Saturday, he'll forget it all. He'll forgive me for all that rent that I owe him. And so there was a lot of talk about it until the Saturday came. And everyone knew about it. And they thought, well, what's he up to? What's his plan? Perhaps it's a trap. And so some of them weren't at all convinced that Lord Congleton meant what he said. And so as they gathered together in the square on the Saturday, all the people were milled around there and they were all talking about it and discussing. Now, what do you think about it? And others would think, some would say, well, I think there's a trap here somewhere. And no one was really game to go and knock on the office door. But Lord Conkleton was there, all right. He was in his office waiting. But then time went by, 10:30, and it's nearly 10:30 now. And then it was 11 o'clock. And it was 11:30, and it was almost 11:45, when suddenly a man came rushing into the square, and he'd been delayed. But he knew about the notice, and as soon as he came, he rushed up to the door, and he knocked on the door, and the door was opened by Lord Conkleton, and he said, sit down. And so Lord Conkleton said to him, do you really expect to be forgiven for your debt? And the man said, yes, sir. He said, why? He said, well, you promised it. And he said, do you believe that promise? And he said, yes, sir, I do believe it. He said, why? Because he said, you wouldn't deceive a poor person like me. And then Lord Conkleton said to him, are you a good, industrious man? And the man replied and said, the notice didn't say anything about that, my lordship. It wasn't anything about that. All you said is, come and get your rent paid. Well, Lord Conkleton said, so he said, you believe the notice, do you? And he said, you've come for your receipt. And he said, yes, sir. So Lord Conkleton brought out his receipt book and he wrote out a receipt saying, rent paid. Completely, and he gave the notice to the man. And the man said, That's wonderful. He said, I knew you wouldn't deceive us. And he made to go for the door. But Lord Conkle said, no, you sit down there. He said, it's not 12 o'clock yet. And he said, this offer is only open to those who believe. So the man sat down and he waited. And when it was 12 o'clock, Lord Congleton said, there, you can go now. And so the man rushed out the door, and here he is waving his receipt to the people outside. And they, of course, when they saw it, they just rushed for the door. But what do you think happened? That's right, the door was shut. The door was shut. It was locked. They couldn't get in. It was too late. They had their opportunity, you see, and it was just too late. One man only had received the remission of his rent. And in that way, Lord Congleton tried to impress upon these people that God means what he says. You know, he says, today is the day of salvation. Today. Now, who says that we can turn around and say, oh, God, you'll save me tomorrow or the next day or the next day? But we don't know, do we? Because he says today is the day of salvation. Bartimaeus only had that one opportunity. He would have been blind for the rest of his life had he not cried out and said, I won't listen to these people. I want the Son of David, the Lord Jesus, to give me my sight. And he received his sight. And so today the message is, everyone here today, that we need to realize that God means what he says. He's given us salvation. We cannot earn it or merit it, but we must take it. We must put out our hand of faith and receive it for ourselves. Otherwise, we will miss out. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts.